is the Tom Likas Show.
Everything you say is the fucking truth, man.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
There's no doubt about it.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. I thought the mic was off. I left the mic off. Yes, this is where you find us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear our show on demand by going to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. Now, we're calling this a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. It ended up being one of the longest episodes of the Tom Likas Show ever. And still in studio, continuing from the last hour with our guest Aaron Pitsy, is family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, this is a long day for you here.
No doubt. No doubt.
Wow.
Trying to contribute to the content kitty, right?
Well, the content kitty is going to be sitting in the corner all bloated. No doubt about that.
Oh, Tom.
Now, we are here, Adam, because you've got, and by the way, we should point out that normally we alternate, we flip-flop. One week it's criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, one week it's family law attorney Adam Sachs. But we did family law last week, and we're doing it again this week. Why?
Well, we have to. Coming off of Ms. Pitsy giving us her interview today, I think I need to talk about family law. I don't know how I can go into DUI now, but I promise next week we'll get back to it.
Sure.
I don't want it to be overdone. It's lovely having her here and talking to her, and you see, this is the origin of the whole domestic violence law situation and feminism. And just talking to her, she was just telling me she met with Sigmund Freud's daughter. I mean, she's unbelievable.
Really?
She knows the whole cast of characters, Tom.
And, does she wear a Freudian slip?
I don't know.
Ba-dum-ba.
Not today. But she is really the pioneer, and it's nice to have her on the show so that people can be exposed to what she's talking about. But you see how she has turned against it. I mean, she has turned against it 180 degrees. She knows that it's wrong and what an industry it is. And, you know, my experience as a family law attorney is seeing this bullshit play out every day in court. And, you know, to say the things that it's a lie and that it's a fraud, that is absolutely blaspheme now. And we are taking on the dogma, Tom. And, you know, you're the bravest one of all, Tom. You've been doing it for even longer than me. You know, you've been talking about it on the radio for 20 years now.
And don't think I haven't lost advertisers over the year or been threatened with boycotts. I have.
I was supposed to boycott you. I got all kinds of letters.
Oh, my. But you notice,
how can you pay for that Likas?
If you don't do it right away, ultimately they give up and they try to find someone else who will crumble.
Yeah. The problem is that, and I've said this in all being fair and so forth, is that I think that marriage is very bad for women also today. And I was in court today, as I always am, and there's this long line of people out the door trying to get divorced and trying to fill out the forms and so forth. And, you know, you see the ruination of people's lives. And it doesn't matter how smart you are or educated or stupid or poor or rich. One of the riskiest things you can do with your life and your future is get married. And it's hilarious to talk to women because women still use those words. Women will say, I want to get married because it gives me security. It's like, you got to fall on the floor and laugh. It's like, are you kidding? Are you serious? Do you really believe that? I mean, how incredibly, incredibly stupid can you be? So I wanted to talk about a case I did today. you're gonna die when you hear this one, Tom.
I'm ready.
This really puts all the stuff together. Do we have him on?
We have your, we have your client on the phone. He is going by the name Jay.
Jay.
So let's say hi to Jay.
Let's get him on.
How you doing?
Hi, Jay.
Okay.
Are you
how
there?
You living?
What's going on? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm all right. I'm all right. How are you?
You don't have to be nervous. It's okay. Tom and I are real, real mellow with guests, aren't we, Tom?
We are.
So, I just wanted to talk briefly with you, Jay, and I wanted you to talk to some of the boys. This is an interesting story that Jay's been through. We were in court actually today, Tom, and Jay has, you'll never believe it, he has a very nasty baby mama who gives him a really hard time about everything.
Oh, my.
And being that it's the summertime and the child is out of school, Jay's supposed to get, like, weeks and weeks of vacation, and this bitch was doing everything she can to prevent him from having any visits at all. And so she was just kind of like reading him the contract and telling him, you know, like, you know when you're in a nasty business negotiation, Tom? Well, if you look at paragraph 6, subsection B, sir, you will see that you're wrong, you know? And that's what she was laying on him. She's been super difficult. And we took her to court today and gave her a nice spanking. Wasn't that true, Jay?
Yes. Yes, it was.
And did I run circles around that dumb lawyer of hers?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
It was a tragedy. But, Jay, what I want you to talk about is where we came to this and what your past was. Tom, this is if roles were reversed, Tom, this woman would be like a man. She would be a sexual predator. Jay, you were 16 when you met her?
16, yeah. She was 25.
Tom, can you believe that?
Wow.
And what was the birth control situation?
She said she was on the pill. I was being young and dumb and didn't protect myself.
Right. And she already had two kids, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't tell me nothing.
So, Tom, she was a single mother. We know that story.
Yeah.
And she had two kids. And she was 25, and Jay was 16. So he thinks he's with this mature woman, right?
Right.
And she tells him, don't worry, honey. I'm on the pill. We can fool around. And guess what? She gets pregnant. Okay?
I'm shocked.
What, Jay, how did you react? Give me some details, please.
I mean, man, my whole life was turned upside down.
How old were you at that point?
I was 18.
Okay.
18 at this point. And my whole life was just everything that I knew just changed. And we had actually discussed the whole baby situation prior to us even messing around. And there was none of that was supposed to be going down. But I feel like maybe it was part of her plan to get pregnant. And,
yeah, well,
hey,
of course.
You know, it happens.
So
I think it's the plan that's not a plan. It's the plan to say, oh, don't worry about it. And then later, oops, I'm pregnant, oops.
Yeah, how did this ever happen? What a mistake.
I'm late.
Darling, I can't believe it. I must have forgotten the pill one day. So the bottom line, Tom, is that this immediately degenerates into a case about money. And her attitude from the get-go is she wants to squeeze as much money as possible from Jay. And he got into a position where he was working for the government, making good money, and basically handing over a lot of it to her every month. Now, she's getting money from him. She's getting money from the fathers of the other two kids. Plus, she works full-time. So she is living pretty well, right? She's bought herself a new car, isn't that right, Jay?
She's had probably about 4 or 5 cars within the last 5-6 years.
So, I mean,
just bought herself a new Lexus.
You know how women talk about, you know, you're, and not business, Tom, you know, you should have multiple income streams or whatever?
Right.
So she's got the multiple income streams, except unfortunately, one of them is our friend Jay right here.
Yikes.
So then, Jay, things take a turn for the worse, right? What happens?
I made the mistake of going in there representing myself at the beginning.
Uh-oh.
And that's when I got hit with the massive child support. My child support basically tripled at the end of the judgment. And I got Adam, and from then on, we've just been fighting for one, custody, and then now trying to get the child support reduced. And it's been a struggle and a fight and a battle every step of the way. Every step of the way.
Now, one of the things that is classic of a woman with this attitude is she's busy telling Jay all the time what a lousy parent he is. And, you know, Tom, you're always talking about the women, and we mentioned this last hour, saying to you how you have no taste or you're not funny. When you were first dating her, you were hilarious, apparently. But what happens with these women, which is just really frustrating, it, as a man, is you're being told what a piece of crap you are as a father. And so as far as that goes, Jay is trying to be a better father and trying to see the child more often and so forth. And so, of course, she obstructs it. So it's like you have this person telling you you're doing a lousy job as a father. You try to do, you know, be more involved, and, of course, she trips you up. So it's like a joke. It's ridiculous. It's like the no-win situation, you know? And ultimately, Jay got his working circumstances changed because of the budget crisis in the government a few years ago, and his job with the government was eliminated. But this is the beautiful thing, Tom. She still wants the same amount of money every month, no matter what, whether he's working or not. And the way the law works, you know, whatever the judgment was, that's still in place. And so Jay is supposed to be paying whatever it was every month, no matter what, forevermore, regardless of the economic situation. Right, Jay?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting part of this story is sort of like the next thing, which that Jay was, you know, kind of floating around trying to think about what to do next in his life. And Jay got a bright idea. Jay, tell us your bright idea.
I decided to go to law school.
How do you like that, Tom?
Oh, really?
Yes.
I think Jay's exposure to the system and to getting fucked when he represented himself and then meeting me and dealing with everything got him a little interested in being a lawyer.
Oh, my. Now, of course, the more guys who make that decision, the more difficult it's going to be in the entire female gender.
Well, this reminds me a lot, Tom, of what you always say, and I discussed this with Jay quite a few times. You know, you always say, Tom, that before you have kids, you should realize your dreams before you get married, before you get into a relationship. And unfortunately, this choice was stolen from Jay when he was still a teenager, where this woman fucked him around and made him have a child that he did not want and did not expect. And now he's trying to do life in reverse, where he's going to law school now, you know, while he has a child. So normally, wouldn't, like, you know, if a woman cared about you, she would encourage you to go to law school or whatever. Not this woman. She's done everything she can to screw it up for Jay and to make it impossible for him to go by screwing around with him in terms of saying that he still has to pay the old support amount, which as a student, he, of course, could never afford. You see this?
I do.
So I tried to use logic. You ready for this, Tom? You'll appreciate this.
Okay.
I said, okay, to her and her lawyer. I said, look, if you guys just shut up for 3 years, okay, and accept you know, some kind of reduced amount or something, then in 3 years' time, he's going to graduate, he's going to be a lawyer, and then he'll be able and capable of making a much higher income, and you'll actually get a lot more support in the future. Right? I mean, isn't that logical?
Yeah, of course.
Well, too much logic for a woman. How did that go over, Jay?
She wasn't hearing any of that. And it was funny listening to her lawyer. He was talking to me about various legal field professions I could go into the legal field. And he said, oh, well, these are very lucrative. And my response to him was, well, she's working against her own interests.
Yeah,
it's been a fight. Like I said, it's been a fight.
It just seems that in this context, women are so irrational, that they're saying at the same time, you're a lousy father, but if you want to see the kid more, they give you a hard time. And you're not paying enough, and we need more money. But if you try to go to school to better yourself and to earn more money, then they do everything they can to trip you up. It's fucked up. Not fair. Now, let's imagine, Tom, if it was the opposite, and this 25-year-old man had gotten the 16-year-old girl pregnant. Okay? Mm-hmm. He'd be locked up. Right?
That's true.
And she'd be getting child support from him.
That's right. That's right. I mean, the statutory rape. That's what the law says.
No,
right?
Shit. And third of all, she's got the income in this case, and he's a student, right?
Uh huh.
So she still wants child support because she decided, and she wants the amount based on the job that he no longer has for a couple of years. So here Jay is getting student loans and handing the money over to her instead of paying for school. Now, if it was the man who was the 25-year-old and he had a steady job, he'd be paying child support to the 16-year-old and he'd be going to jail. So
no
explain,
doubt.
Explain the fairness in all this.
Well, there's no fairness in this whole damn system, as you know.
So, Jay, what kind of law are you going to practice, do you think? You have any ideas?
Not yet. I'm still open up. I'm still real open to all my options.
Oh my!
So come on, Jay, you're killing me, and I gotta like squeeze the words out of you. Come on, say something. What do you think of all this? Come on, please.
I mean, in all these things, it's maintaining a positive mindset and staying focused on the bigger picture. And for me, it's about being the best man that I can be, being the best father that I can be. And it just makes it hard when you see that the system works against you and you also have the person that you're supposed to be co-parenting with working against you. And that part has been very frustrating for me, and at times discouraging, especially with, they say the first year of law school is the hardest one. I've gotten through it, but I've definitely had my challenges as a result of having to fly back and forth to make court dates. So it's frustrating. And it's frustrating, and it can make you angry, but you have to maintain your eye on the bigger picture.
Well, I got to say, dealing with her and her lawyer, and you really see this, Tom, it's Ming the Merciless. It really is. It will not budge an inch, will not compromise about anything. And here, like I said, we had to go in on an emergency hearing to get the poor guy 2 weeks of visit during the summer, you know? And if she was so concerned about him not being a good father and she wants him more involved and all this other shit, then here he is wanting to see his kid during the summer. Why would she obstruct that? It's like you're not dealing with someone rational.
Right.
So
exactly right.
This is the nightmare of every man, I would say.
Well, certainly every man who ends up impregnating someone. For me, just impregnating someone is my nightmare.
Well, there it is.
I literally wake up in a cold sweat thinking about that.
You know, what was really funny, and I didn't even notice it at the time, but we were sitting in court actually last week, and I don't know how this worked out, but we're at that what's called the counsel table, and I'm sitting with Jay, and somehow instead of her lawyer sitting next to me, she's sitting next to me on the middle chair. Remember this, Jay?
Yeah.
And what was she doing? Come on, tell Tom.
If looks could kill, we would have both been dead. mumbling things underneath her breath and looking at me all crazy and sideways. But, I mean, hey.
I'm not even paying attention, Tom. I'm talking to the judge, you know? And I'm just whipping her lawyer's ass. It was like a tragedy, you know?
Wow.
And I'm hearing under her breath, she's going, fuck you, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. And she's looking at me. She's like posturing with her shoulders forward, like she's like gonna, you know, attack me or whatever. And you know, give me the evil eye. Oh man.
Jeez.
These fucking women are too much.
Unbelievable.
Anyway.
So what happened?
Well, we kicked her ass. What can I say?
You kicked your ass. That's it. Done.
It's a tragedy, Tom. But no, listen, guys, you know, you don't see this. There's this conversation, this woman swearing to you that she's on birth control, right? But think about Tom Likas's rules, right, Jay? You were the single mother, right? It's exactly what you always said, Tom. She killed before. She's going to kill again, right?
Right.
I mean, you
exactly
know,
right.
When you
see one, that's a red flag, and you know, in this case, that was certainly the case.
When you talk about being a guy, I guess 16 years old, and you get this woman that wants to fuck all the time, you think you hit the jackpot, right?
You think you did, but again, I would tell all the 16-year-olds out there, if she has kids, that is a red flag.
Well, that was
avoid her like the plague.
Well, that was one of the things you talked about, Tom. That you know, you kind of, I think, if you had a downtime, you could go for an older woman sometimes or whatever. I mean, relatively speaking, she was a cougar, right? She's a much older woman.
Don't say downtime.
All right, except for that.
Bah!
Down low time. No thanks. It just seemed to me that, you know, Jamar being, you know, I don't know, 16 or whatever, it seems to me that, you know, in those circumstances, he's with this woman and she's like at her own apartment and she's working and she's got a car. You know, it seemed like a good idea, too good to turn down.
My, oh, my. So what happens next here?
What do you say, Jay? What do we do next?
just be ready for the next battle. That's it.
Well, basically, he's going to hopefully, you know, finish up law school, and we're going to try to get support to, you know, match his modest income now and get her off his case. But in a couple of years when he's out of law school, you know, she's going to start trying to grab that as well. And if he starts making some serious money as a lawyer, you can be sure she's going to be there to get her share. That's how it goes.
Unbelievable.
I told him to get a vasectomy, but he said he still wants new kids, more kids with a new woman or something.
Freeze your sperm and then use it in the future when you find the right person. You know for sure that that's what you want to do.
You're writing this down, Jay.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Tom knows what he's talking
about. This whole ugly scenario will repeat. It will.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me today, and that's why I'm glad that Jay came on, how predatory women are. And how much it's changed and how much is acceptable. And, you know, we see now these school teachers, women school teachers in their 20s going after their teenage students. It's unbelievable. And they're always saying how the guy is lucky when that happens. But that's a child predator in the same way, isn't it? I'm confused about that. Isn't that supposed to be also wrong? It's only when a man does it that it's wrong?
That's wrong to me.
And I hear Aaron Pitsey saying about, you know, how we should be optimistic about relationships and we shouldn't be negative and we should, you know, people should have their hearts open for love and so forth. I wonder if that's really possible anymore.
Your heart open for love. You know, you can love people without signing a contract to be with them, without letting them in your place, without giving them money. You can love them.
I don't know. That's what they seem to want, Tom.
Well, that's what it really gets down to. That
to
is
be all about
want.
The bottom line.
That is what they want. There is no doubt in my mind.
Well, anyways.
All right.
Thanks for coming on, Jay.
What a story, Jay. Thank you for that.
I think Jay got nervous on the air, Tom.
I think he did, or fell asleep. I don't know which. So we're going to take a break here, and we are going to come back with your questions. This is free legal advice for you folks from attorney Adam Sachs. He's here to answer your questions about divorce, a vagina money, child support, child custody, a prenuptial agreements, postnuptial agreements, and the ever-popular restraining orders. And all you have to do to get some free legal advice is call this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Summer's here, and it's a great time to enjoy a new car. And our friends at Spreen Honda are fully stocked to make it easy for you to drive off in one of the most reliable rides on the road. Hondas. You know how I feel about them. I've had great experiences owning many of them, and I highly recommend them for their value and reliability. And face it, they can be fun cars to drive. Check out their selection and great prices at SpreenHonda.com. That's SpreenHonda.com. You can drop by Spreen's huge dealership in Loma Linda or give them a call at 909-799-7070. Spreen Honda, they also have a huge selection of quality, affordable used cars of all major brands. It's all right there at Spreen Honda, just off the 10 in Loma Linda, about 30 to 40 minutes from most parts of L.A. and O.C. Call or drop by today, and do tell Jeff Spreen and his great staff that we sent you. It's 909-799-7070. Spreen Honda, SpreenHonda at SpreenHonda.com.
Were you with Dr. Skanky Poon? He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny, terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Newer, faster, harder. New normal rock.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 listener Antonio Atoche and his brothers, and they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous Pollo a la Brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this, the soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca, on West Artesian Boulevard in Gardena, right on the 91, and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar, offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesian Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena.
Hammer time.
It's the Tom Likas Show. And we are here with family law attorney Adam Sachs. Your phone call. This is free legal advice, folks, at 901-3000-TOM. You want to talk to Adam now in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show? This is the time. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. It's 901-3000-866. Tommy in Phoenix. You're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, Tommy.
Excellent. Hey, Adam. Excellent. Nice topic today.
Thank you.
I got a question, man. You know, my brother, he used to live in Connecticut. He got this bitch. I mean, from the day that I'm home, I was maybe like about 16 years ago, I knew that this bitch was a real bitch. So this bitch procreate two kids with my brother.
Naturally.
One is almost adult, like in the 16 right now. And the other one is in the 7 years at this moment. But she sued him for vagina money and child support in Connecticut. This bitch took him down dramatically. I told him to get a lawyer, but he never listened. Anyway,
great.
But the question is, now he moved in Arizona. He's not the same, the amount of money that he makes in the East Coast compared with the money that he makes in Arizona. However, can he, can he get some kind of like child support reduction based on the income in Arizona? And what is the best way to go around that?
Well, you know, like we just talked to that client of mine, Jay. Getting it right at the beginning is a big deal. And, you know, Jay started off representing himself, which is really foolish. Not having a lawyer sounds like what your brother did. And, you know, she got orders, and those orders are in place, and they're against him forevermore. And I can go and try to fix them, but it's very difficult. What I think you're talking about with your brother are orders that came from one state, I guess Connecticut, and then got, you know, reissued somewhere else. And so
he just barely moved into Arizona.
No, I understand, but you know the states, as you know, are part of the United States, and they give full faith and credit to one another. So, you know that the judgment and the enforcement is going to follow you. You won't believe this, but I have seen judgments, a lot of judgments from far away places, Poland, Germany, Lebanon. And believe it or not, they will take this Polish court order for child support, translate it into English, and enter it here in California or somewhere else. And that has the force of law. There are international conventions about these things. So there's no getting away from it. And if your brother wants to try to fight it, I certainly can help him. I am, licensed in Arizona, so it's no problem. But again, and this is something we talk about all the time, unfortunately.
Even though if you don't have a license in Connecticut?
Well, I got to see what's going on. But the point is that your brother's problem probably is one of will, which is that he never had a lawyer, he didn't fight it, and he's not fighting it now. He's asking you to call me. I'm always a little suspicious when I talk to somebody and they tell me, you know, and no offense, of course, but they tell me, you know, I'm calling for my best friend or I'm calling for my sister or whatever.
Oh, it's no, like, I'm cool. I mean, it's just I knew that this lady was supposed to be a problem for him. I mean, I if I would be for me, that would not happen because I've been listening to Tom for a very long time. So ain't not going to happen to me.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Some women are certainly more treacherous than others. But what you look at, you know, generally speaking, who's out there and what's going on today in the modern world, I don't know that anyone is particularly worse than any other one. And it's very common that guys say the opposite. Guys say, yes, I know there are all these crazy broads, but mine is not like that, and mine is really special, and she's not greedy, and blah, 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 and all those things. But, you know, this is very fundamental stuff. And what we talked about in terms of the connection for women is basically there's no downside. There's just no downside. You know, there are a lot of guys that call me and tell me, you know, so-and-so, my girlfriend, she's pregnant, but she promised me she's not going to come after me for support. Or, you know, her parents and her are taking care of the kid, and they promised they're not going to come after me. And this is bullshit. This is absolute bullshit. There's no reason for her not to. It would be bizarre if she didn't. She's got every incentive in the world. It costs her nothing to file. She doesn't have to hire a lawyer. She, you know, they can actually file online. In California, they can go online in the comfort of their own home with their laptop or call a toll-free number and get the whole thing started and get it cooking and get you served and et cetera, from the comfort of their bedroom without getting out of their pajamas. Okay? So if you think they're not going to do it, you're kidding yourself. And, you know, with respect to your brother, I mean, it sounds to me like this has gone on for a long time. A lot of guys so your brother may have, over the years, he may have missed payments. He may have gotten behind.
Way behind. Well, this bitch
How did I guess? But the problem is,
because it's a problem, you know, when you have this kind of issue, you know.
Yeah, but if it is true that he's behind, as you say, then he is probably in the position that he's paying interest on an arrearage. And
I think that they recently got into an agreement or something that that he would be just paying a certain amount and go from there.
Let me tell you something.
But that's the reason why I'm trying to call you.
No, but if he's proceeding without a lawyer, then whatever agreement he thinks he has, he doesn't really have, okay?
Last time that I talked to him, he told me that he hired a female lawyer, which is, I say, that is a mistake, based on what I hear from you for a very long time.
I hate to say it. I mean, listen, I may as well tell the audience and to you too, Tom, that I have a sister who's a lawyer. So I can't say that I viciously hate female lawyers. But I've never been very impressed.
I mean, we don't hate the female lawyer. It's just that we know how bitches they are.
No,
we love women.
I just don't agree. You know? I don't agree that they're very good generally at litigation. And when you talk about the hard knuckles fighting in family court and family law, it's a testosterone thing.
But the final, I mean, on your final word, do you think that there's something that it can be done?
Of course,
there's
always. There's always something to do. There's always ways to improve things.
And he can be done
things.
In Arizona. He just needs to change his driver's license and have a proof that he is living in Arizona from this moment on.
There's always a way, okay? But like I said, for some reason, he's not calling me. You are, so that's not so good.
That's true. No, I'll go ahead and put him in touch with you. I mean, not directly. First of all, I've been telling him to listen to Tom. And secondly, I'm going to make it sure that he give you a call.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Adam. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. I appreciate the call there, Tommy.
What guys have to recognize, Tom, is how quickly it disassembles. And by not going to court or by going to court on your own, not knowing what you're doing, these are laying down foundations. And here, years later, and obviously the brother got orders from Connecticut or whatever, and he didn't pay or he did pay. And here it is, 10 years later, I've got guys that have children that are already adults, okay? and they can't get their driver's license, and their bank accounts are getting seized, and all this bullshit is happening to them because of something that they did in what seems like another lifetime, and even in another state, or even in another country. But the whole universe at this point is programmed, like Aaron was saying, to protect what's perceived to be women's rights and women's issues. And when it comes to women, it's all about the money.
No doubt about it. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. We'll tell you how you can get in touch with Adam. And, of course, it's free legal advice for you here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. These are family law questions, divorce, vagina-money, child custody, child support, what have you. It's you and Adam Sachs here at 901-3000-866.
Radio would never, ever let us do this. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Boys, let's talk about allure detail. Now, look, we all know a car is a big investment, but you got to maintain it properly in order to keep its value. With today's high-tech paint finishes and special upholstery, do-it-yourself products just don't cut it. There's a long list of forces constantly at work to permanently destroy your car's exterior. And what about the interior? Stains, dirt, and smells should all be dealt with immediately. This is where you leave it to the pros. And Allure Detail does it all, including engine cleaning, tar removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, leather treatment, and more. And they offer additional services like windshield and wheel scuff repair, even paintless dent repair. Best of all, Allure Detail will come to you, like they do for me, at your home or office. That's right, professional detailers at your door. And right now, Likas listeners who schedule an interior detail get a free ozone treatment that kills all the bacteria and germs that can be growing in your car. It's our friends at Allure Detail. Go see pictures of their work on our site, Allure Detail, at AllureDetail.com.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. What's more patriotic than two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills, shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff? Guts. Glory, stupidity. The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Hammer time!
The Tom Likas Show, a bonus hour. We went beyond a bonus hour here. Wow. What a show. And, you know, when you've got great content, you just want to keep going, and that's what we've done here. Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Well, you can always call me, and I answer my own phone toll-free, 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com, and check my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
All sounds good to me. Adam, of course, does this bonus hour every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Tom, I've been going for a long time now.
This is Adam's on the air for quite a while.
Unbelievable.
So, we're going to take one more call, and we're going to let you rest.
No, it's okay. I'm raring to go.
I'm going to go to make something here. So I make something with dinner. I haven't eaten in hours and hours and hours. Herb in Scottsdale, you're on the Tom Likas show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello?
Is that a question or a statement?
Hi, Herb. How you doing?
I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, and my girlfriend, my ex-fiance, she moved out of state to Michigan, pregnant with my baby, and I'm just wondering what my options are.
Now, you see, this is, again, the same thing we're talking about. Right, Tom? This is just what we were talking about.
Right.
Herb,
right.
This is the complete loss of control. Here, you get a woman pregnant, right? So that's your child, for God's sake. And by the way, she'll never let you forget that. But
and now she's driving the bus, baby.
Damn right. She decided she don't want to live in Arizona no more. She picks up and goes to Michigan or whatever. And it's tough shit on you, essentially, right?
Right, right.
Now,
yeah,
you might say that's fine. I'm glad she's gone. I didn't like her anyway. Or maybe it's not even my kid. But I promise you, you're going to be hearing about it soon in the near future, wherever she finally finds herself, because she's going to want money, and she's going to want it from you, right?
You know what,
right.
Adam? I'm no expert, but I have been to Michigan.
Yeah.
And my recollection of Michigan is that it's great if you're a woman who wants child support. And it's terrible if you're a guy who doesn't want to pay child support.
You know, Tom, considering the federal laws for domestic violence and child support and so forth, I hate to tell you this, but it's pretty fairly consistent nationwide. These guys that tell you, oh, well, I live in so-and-so state and so I don't have to pay, that's just not true. And the problem is that when you talk about this theoretical ideal of joint custody and co-parenting and all this kind of stuff, how's that going to happen when a woman picks up the kid and moves to another state like that? And in this case, a child that's not even born yet.
Right.
So what was the story? Not, are you still in touch with her? Why did she leave? I mean, what happened?
Well, you know, she has lupus and
oh,
her
God. She should wait started. A second. She shouldn't be having a child.
Right, yeah, she's a high risk, and the doctors have told her that.
Oh, that's really ignorant of her. Ignorant of
her. May I ask a question, though? Did you know she had lupus when you impregnated
yes.
her?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of kinky?
No,
you got lupus? No problem.
No, what happens is these women give the finger basically to God or to the system or life or whatever you want to call it. You know, their doctor tells them, you have a serious disease, you have to start dealing with it, you can't have a child, and they say, fuck you, I'm getting pregnant anyway, you know? And it's madness. Wow, that's heavy stuff, man. Did you use protection with her?
She had three miscarriages before I got her pregnant. She was married once before.
Yeah.
And she's always wanted to have a baby. And
like, what are you doing? What are you doing with her? Jesus, was that enough red flags for you already?
You know what? She was really sweet to me, and she seemed very family oriented.
Yeah.
And I kind of fell for that.
Yeah, but were you going to marry her and have a child with her?
I got engaged to her, and then after we got engaged, that's when she got pregnant. That's when we started trying to have a baby, and she got pregnant right away.
But I understand, but just realistically, the issue of lupus, didn't that even cross your mind?
Well, it did, but you know what? I kind of accepted her for who she was, and, you know, I was just understanding of the situation, and she was sweet and family-oriented, and
yeah.
I accepted her for who she was.
You see, Tom, weren't we talking about this before also? It's like this is what you want, and you want to imagine that this woman's different, and she's, you know, she's like your good old mom, right?
Right.
I want to imagine the prize patrol is coming to my place with a big check.
The Publisher's Clearinghouse, you mean?
Right.
I thought it was Santa,
I want
Santa
to imagine
Claus,
that.
No?
It's probably not going to happen, but I want to imagine it.
Well, listen, I feel terrible about it. The most important thing you can probably do at this point is keep in touch with her. And follow up with her. I mean, she hates you now? She's mad at you?
Yeah, she is. She says she wants nothing to do with me.
Why?
She says she never wants me to see the baby. She thinks I'm a bad father. And I have a 2.5-year-old that she was taking care of for me. And And then suddenly she just flipped the script and said, I'm not a good father. And then she just freaking bounced to Michigan and said she never wants to see me again. Doesn't want me to see the baby at all. And cut me off.
I have some bad news for you, okay? She's got another guy in Michigan, okay? Why did she suddenly pick up and go to Michigan? Is she from Michigan?
Yeah, she's from Michigan. That's where her parents. She's living with her parents. And I stayed in communication with her mom for a little bit, their email, their Facebook. And then just today I found out that her mom blocked me from contacting her. And Hillary, my ex-fiance, she blocked me too.
Okay. Well, that's a very common, nasty thing that women like to do. And that's not legal and not legitimate. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to mark your calendar and try to calculate when she's supposed to give birth. And as soon as she does, you've got to go in there and file for visitation and joint custody and start dealing with it. And obviously it's a big inconvenience for you because it's a different state than where you live. But that's something that she had, believe it or not, the right to do. Now, if you took the kid to another state, that would be kidnapping. But as a woman, she can do it. And because she's pregnant and there's no child really yet, you know, she's playing it. And if you're not careful and you don't get your visitation and custody rights, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to end up paying child support. Because as much as she doesn't want anything to do with you, and she doesn't want you to see the kid, and you're a loser and all that good stuff, and her mother hates you too, and you're a bad father or whatever the story is, you're not going to be bad enough that she doesn't want your money. So that's something you're going to have to prepare for. Now, Tom, you see how the laws are set up in the structure in this way that basically the woman has all the rights.
Of course.
Well, what do you mean, of course? What the hell is that
supposed to be? I've been saying this for years, and guys pay no attention. They just keep making the same mistakes.
Well, I mean, I can understand on some level, you know, what Herb's talking about. He met a woman. She's very kind to him. She seemed family-orientated. I mean, he thought he loved her. She probably professed to him how crazy she was about him. I mean, you know, why are these basic, you know, human nature kind of feelings and emotions immediately grabbed and twisted into something else and used against us? It's not fair. It's not reasonable.
Well, we know it's not fair. We blew past not fair a long time ago.
I know, but if this is the very nature of human beings, and I think, again, Ms. Pizzi's right, I think that there's no doubt about it. That it's natural to want to pair up. It's natural to want to have a partner. It's natural to want to have love and connection and friendship and all that other stuff. And somehow all of those natural things and all those natural human emotions are turned into a catastrophe. And that's
right.
That's just not reasonable. It's not rational. That's the way you destroy a society.
Tell us one more time how we can get in touch with you.
And on that note,
yes,
you can call me toll-free. 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can email me. By the way, I do answer my own phone. You can email me, and I answer my own emails too, adam@adamlawyer.com. And check my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
All right. And Adam Sachs, you'll hear him again next Tuesday and every Tuesday. If you want to hear him live, if you want to call in live, you can call him again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank, 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Yeah.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. Porn star Marlon Dahl had sex for 12 straight hours. To celebrate Chile's World Cup win.
Right.
She said she would do it for 8 hours. She went for 12.
Well, she had to accommodate all the men's, and she did a great job.
Yeah. She actually put her phone number up on Twitter and just took a bunch of random dudes.
Yeah. And good for them.
Right.
They had a great time.
I guess.
I'm sure they had no shortage of, or she had no shortage of dudes willing to step up.
Of course. Of course not. Guys are so horny, they'll just do anything. It's goddamn amazing.
Goal! Yeah.
This is exactly what we've been talking about. A former theater teacher at Hancock County High School. A guy.
Yeah.
Sentenced to 20 years for having sex with a 16-year-old student. We just reported yesterday.
And then we only got 15 months.
She got 15 months. She got 15 days.
Oh.
15 days she got. Days. Yep.
Look at our friend, Hiram J. Cooker.
I think that's
Look at
Hiram.
His face. Yeah. Hiram. Look at him. That's a dude looking at some time.
He's like, wait a minute, what? She got 15 days.
Right.
I just got 20 years. Yeah, Hiram J. Cooker.
Yeah.
Wonder if he is a Cooker. We don't know.
He should be for all the time he's getting. He should have dealt coke, too.
Your friend has two sons, by the way. He apologized to them and the chick that he banged and her family.
Right.
Before
he had lots of apologies.
Before going to the can for a long time.
The district attorney said that crimes against the children remain a top priority for his office. That's basically a nice way of saying if you're a dude, you're in big trouble.
Right.
Chicks, go for it.
Yes. An attorney in Columbus, Ohio, apparently raped a woman after she refused sex with the judge in order to get a lighter sentence for her son.
Yeah.
He's like, I got a great idea. Here's how we keep your son out of jail.
Yeah.
Why don't you just bang the judge? And when she said no, he apparently raped her.
Yeah. Well, he had to get what was his, I guess, in his mind.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah. Not only raped her, but then he masturbated in front of her.
He couldn't control crazy. Himself.
What a crazy situation.
Wow, that is pretty messed up.
Yeah. Imagine that.
And the guy's an attorney.
Yeah, so
imagine
odd.
Being so hard up. Wow. Light sentence.
Donald Sterling apparently enjoying quite the weekend getaway.
He did. This is a very interesting story.
Not one broad with him, but four.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're a billionaire, I expect nothing less. Even a billionaire that looks like him.
Right.
The best is some... I don't know how this asshole, to tell you the truth, I really don't have any idea how it's possible that the... This guy at the JW Marriott Hotel in
Palm Desert.
How is he able to take a picture of... If this guy is along for the trip, and he's taking a picture to make our friend Concert Mark, is his name, the Instagram user. Mm. I hope he wasn't with Sterling, because I'd punch the guy in the face for showing a picture like that.
Donald Sterling has no idea what's going on around him.
Clearly.
Right? I mean, look at the picture.
But don't you think Concert Mark is taking advantage here?
Of course.
Okay.
Who's not taking advantage of Donald Sterling in this whole story?
Yeah.
By the way, in this whole world, who's not taking advantage of Donald Sterling?
I want Donald Sterling to send that guy home. Concert Mark, no more.
If I were in Concert Mark shoes, I'd be doing the same thing. In fact, I'd be ordering up like crazy.
By the way, when you order on a billionaire's tab,
yes,
you got to admit, top shelf,
top
repeat,
shelf.
Top shelf.
There's no doubt about it.
Right?
Yep.
That's how we do.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, she's at it again. That's Mexico's number one fan, 2013 Playboy Playmate, Raquel Poplar.
Raquel something.
Yeah.
Potpourri.
Yes. She's
amazing.
Gallivanting with her little booty shorts and her Mexican flag, which, by the way, has Hornitos on it.
I know. You're going to have to explain that to me. I don't think Hornitos appears on the Mexican flag.
I don't think so, but maybe
let me ask you this.
Maybe it does now.
If you are Mexican, isn't that desecrating the flag?
You would think so. You
Listen,
would think
I,
so.
I, even if Budweiser was still an American... company,
you,
which it is
you
not.
You wouldn't put it on the flag?
If you put that shit on the flag, I'd punch you in the face.
Right, of course you would. Yeah.
This, to be fair, is not a Mexican flag. It is the colors of the Mexican flag. Fuck, if you flip it around, it looks like the Italian flag.
That's true.
And so it doesn't have the emblem in the middle to make it the Mexican flag. So she probably is able to get away with it. Yeah. Plus, nobody looks up past her ass, so they don't know.
Right. Plenty more newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary Dino.
Concert Mark, no more.
Check out the podcast.
Concert Mark, no more.
GaryandDino.com is where you find it. There's a brand new show for you every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com.
Take a second of your day, go to GaryandDino.com and sign up for this show, please.
Exactly.
Jesus
Christ.
From
the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
You guys remember Dr. Robert Armani, right?
He's the chiropractor who gave Adam Sachs an adjustment right here in the studio. Well, as you know, Dr. Armani is a P1, a good friend of our show, and has always been incredibly supportive. But what you probably don't know is that he specializes in injuries, including personal injury and workers' compensation cases. So if you've been injured in any way, your neck, back, hip, knee, shoulder, you name it, Dr. Armani will work hand-in-hand with the attorney handling your case and get you fixed up. Whether you need physical therapy, rehabilitating exercises, or chiropractic adjustments, Dr. Armani has the most advanced equipment to treat your pain and injuries at any of his three L.A. area offices. Visit ArmaniChiropractic.com today. That's ArmaniChiropractic.com. Our friend Dr. Robert Armani at ArmaniChiropractic.com.
This is the new normal.